I had a dream last night, which I've been praying and wrestling through the interpretation of it. It was about a Muslim situation and vows and rituals of a kind of a death vow and a martyrdom of a evil sort. And I believe it's coming against Oklahoma City again. Not that Muslims came before in the Oklahoma City bombing, but the Lord had given me that prophetic word a year prior to the bombing, and it wasn't really heeded or interceded about, though the church was somewhat young in intercession. St. Louis train wreck was heeded, and it was prevented because they did rise up and pray. So why do prophetic warnings come? So that we may move in prevention rather than dealing with cure. So even as Connie Wilson, where are you? Connie has a story of a friend that a sister was in the Oklahoma City catastrophe. A dramatic story about the Lord. You think about these things, how real they are. And yet, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face, turn from their wicked ways, he will heal their land. The land in Oklahoma City, for some reason, is in jeopardy again. And you are the ones that I have been given to deliver this word, that there is a conspiracy, and it's of a Muslim root, an Islamic jihad kind of root. And as you pray, the Lord wants to expose it, prevent it. But it is disastrous. It is very disastrous. And I believe that as I deliver this word to you, and that you pray against the evil that is in Islam, and that God bring conversion, I saw it taking place as a sign for this body of people that you have an intercessory calling as a church to stand in the gap between the plague and the living. And it's not going to be drudgery. It's going to be a delight. Because after all, he said his house is to be a house of prayer. House of communion, not a house of merchandise. A house of robbers and thieves. So as you become a house of prayer more, the presence of the Lord is going to embody you and bring the joy and the delight and the fruition, the fruitfulness and the prosperity that you really have been questing for. But it's in walking in what he wants, not what you're thinking he wants religiously. You may have missions, missionaries, you may have evangelism, and all these things are good, not saying they aren't. But there is something about this intercessory base that you're being called to that pleases the Lord the most, that you will stop a lot of destructive things in the state of Oklahoma and even affect the nation. There must be something in this region that the devil really hates. Did you hear what I said? And up and down the interstates, east and west, north and south. I think they go east and west, north and south. There is some place that's a designated mosque that this synergy of evil is taking place. And in this dream, I was seeing that these vows are being taken, and the voice, kind of like the Ayatollah was saying, and yet in Hebrew or Farsi, or Hebrew, in Arabic or Farsi, I was hearing the interpretation like he is now ready to go and to carry out his mission to the city. And I thought in the dream earlier today, it was Jerusalem and it was the Antichrist. And I don't have that many dramatic dreams, but when I do, they're really usually of that proportion. And I believe now that I came here, it's just opened up as an interpretation for you to pray, stop the Muslim evil that is setting out to bring destruction to the city in this region. There's something really awful that by faith you're going to have to take this like the Oklahoma City bombing. The word was given about there's going to be an explosion in the heavenlies and it's going to destroy many lives if you don't pray. And the heavenlies was like a tall building, and it was a whole lot different than what I thought. I thought it may be a tornado, and y'all have had a few tornadoes. Okay. Well, this is something of And I would like for Connie to come up. She had a dream as well about three missiles coming against the homeland. And that would be, you know, the heartland. That would be considered what was spoken about the Oklahoma City bombing. And where'd the mic go? Well, there it is. That it has to do with, well, I'll let her tell it.
I had this dream two nights in a row.
And did you say two nights in a row?
Two nights in a row, yeah. And usually if I have a dream like that, two nights in a row, the Lord, he's wanting my attention. And so the first night I had the dream, it was one of those that troubled me in the middle of the night. And the second night I had the dream, it was like I had been there, and it was the Lord really wanted me to know this was what was going on. But this is the dream. Lord, help me to remember all of it. I dreamed that I was in my house, but it wasn't just my house. My house was very big, and it was on my homeland. And I was looking to see where my children were. And it was like something was pending, and I didn't know what. And all of a sudden, the scene changes, and I'm in this dark place. And all this, it's like I'm up in the air looking at what's going on. And it's dark all around me, but my focus is on these missile launchers. And they were, I saw the color of them. They were yellowish green in color. And I looked at them, and all of a sudden, I saw how missiles, you hear the sound of them being positioned because there's a strategic place that they're designated for. And there were two of them, Michael. I didn't see three, I saw two. But one on each side of this launcher, and they were digitally positioning them to be launched. And the one word that I don't use and have never used is, I said, oh my gosh, the candle power of these missiles is tremendous. And I said, but it wasn't just a light that was a good light. It was a luminous light. This intensity was so intense that when it exploded, I said, all communication will be gone. We won't be able to communicate with each other. And I said, I've got to warn the people. We've got to be on our knees. We've got to be praying about this. And then I was like, where are our children? And it was like, and I said this out loud. I said, they're really after our children. And I knew then in my dream, it was like what Michael said, the Muslim community, they're after our children. Mm. They're after our heritage. They're our inheritance. And they're after our children. They're after what God has given us to inherit what we have. And
Did you look up the word candle power?
Yes, I looked up the word candle power, and it means a luminous intensity measured by candles. And that's not a word I use, so I had to look it up to see what it was. But then I also, it referenced another thing, and this was what really got my attention, because it said the luminous intensity of a measurement of plutonium. Mm. And I went, plutonium? And I went, oh my God, Lord, help us, Lord. And I thought, you know, and I told a few people that dream. Brian Elliott was one of them I shared that dream with. And he said, Connie, do you know what Israel is what one of the things right now, Israel has the capabilities of separating plutonium in such a way that they have developed, I think, they don't know how many, but they know at least 74 plutonium bombs that they have.
Wow.
Israel. And I'm not saying Israel is pointing bombs towards us, okay? But I'm just saying I saw them towards my homeland. And I don't know if that means our homeland as in Israel or our homeland. It felt like my home. It felt like our homeland. Mm. I don't reference that way. You know, it's, you know, and we've been hearing a lot about homeland security and homeland this, and it was just like our homeland. And as I walked in here tonight, it was like the Lord started talking to me again about when there's great darkness, there's also great light. And when these things start coming, we're not to fear. We're not to run and hide, but we're to seek the Lord, and we're the people of God that need to seek the Lord in times like this. And I remember Michael Ratliff prophesying, we'll be the answer in the midst of the crisis. Well, guess what? There's going to be a crisis for us to be the answer in the middle of it.
Nah.
And so we've got to be those people that seek the Lord, that know Him, that know what to do, because it's not going to be in our iron chariots that we trust.
Amen.
It's going to be, we have to be able to trust in the Lord. And we're going to have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And it's going to be so strategic that we hear His voice, that we listen to what He's saying, because we won't survive if we don't. If we don't hear the word of the Lord, and sometimes just that moment of obedience, I just feel like that's so strategic right now for us. But I wanted to share that with this group tonight, because I know you're intercessors. I know you know how to pray. And take it before the Lord. And, you know, the Lord uses one thing to do multiple things. And I really felt like, even as Robert was sharing tonight, we're being launched of the Lord.
That's right.
And He's giving us the launching code. And we don't have to fear these things that are coming against us. We're supposed to be those ones that are fearless and go out there. And even if
yes,
it means
Lord.
our very lives, we're to go anyway. And I feel like that's what the Lord is saying. Will you go? Will you do this with me? And I just feel like,
Can you talk about that McCoy word, about her?
About Donna?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, when Donna McCoy's sister, she gave her testimony at the Vineyard. And Donna McCoy's sister was on the 11th floor of the Murrah building when the bomb went off. And anybody that was basically on the 11th floor didn't survive. But Donna's sister was buried under, I don't know how much concrete. It couldn't be measured. The only thing she could move was the very tip of her finger. And she doesn't even know. They said there was a little pocket in front of her face where she had enough air to breathe, and that was it. But when they dug her out of that debris, she didn't have a bruise on her. She didn't have a broken bone. She was from the 11th floor down.
Woo!
And she didn't have anything wrong with her. And I'm a nurse, and they sent me to St. Anthony's Hospital to triage. And there was a lady that came in from, people were carrying people any way they could get them. Ambulances were full. And this one lady came in, and as soon as she got out of the car, she ran up to me, and she said, "Honey, did you see him? Did you see him?" And I went, "Who?" And I thought, maybe a family member. I didn't know who she was talking about. And she said, the firemen were with her, and they said, "Leave her. We believe her." And the last two rungs of this lady's chair, her desk was gone. Everything in front of her was gone. And her chair was sitting on the last two rungs with the front two rungs in the air. And she said, "Did you see those angels?" She said, "They held me there till the firemen got to me."
Wow.
And the firemen said, "We believe her. We picked her up.
Woo.
We know that there was no way possible that that could have happened. Nobody could have experienced that kind of thing without angels being there." And she said, "I saw them."
Yes,
and
Lord.
And there were story after story like that that happened. So I don't want to be a doom and gloom person that brings you a word that says, "Oh my God, we're gonna have missiles come against us." But you know what? We may have war on our ground. But you know what? We serve a big God.
Yes, Lord.
We serve a God that is so much bigger than anything we can comprehend. And I've seen angels before myself, and they visited me. And I know that what God's about to do is impart light to us, where we'll light up the darkness. We'll be just like Isaiah 61 says, we'll be the light in the midst of the darkness.
Yes, Lord.
And so I just want to encourage all of you to be praying about this. Take it before the Lord. But I know when God gives me a dream identical on two consecutive nights, that something's up.
Amen.
You know, so I just want to encourage you guys to be praying, and I just bless all of you and just ask the Lord to just illuminate your minds with his goodness and his mercy and his power. And that's the one thing that the Lord, plutonium, it emanates more power than any kind of atomic bomb that we've ever seen.
That's right.
It's bigger than Hiroshima. It's bigger than what happened at Chernobyl. It's bigger than any of those things. It can span, actually, territories of countries from one bomb. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the Lord's going to allow to happen. But the Lord told me after 9/11, I saw right after 9/11, I had this vision of dark clouds forming, and they formed the face of Osama bin Laden, and I knew what his face looked like because the Lord had shown me him before. And I said, "Lord, is it going to happen to us again?" And I saw the hand of the Lord do this, and he held it back, and he said, I'm going to hold the evil back for a season. Time for my people to repent."
Amen.
And, you know, he's given us that time. And I don't know when he's going to take his hand back. So I just encourage all of you, stay before the Lord. Listen to what he's saying to you personally and for your family and your friends. And for those that you love, pray for them. Pray for them. We're living in very strategic times in the Lord and for our families. And pray for your children.
Amen.
Because they need to know the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, of course, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And even though this is not probably what you came out for, there's going to be a lot of spiritual transactions going on between us and right now and the days ahead. And your prayers preventatively, which I believe are so vital and important, that there's a lot of rumors and wars and rumors of wars. Yellow and green is usually the Soviet Union and also a few other countries have a it doesn't matter what the color of the margins, that the reality that Peter says in his writings, he says, the elements will melt with a fervent heat. So what manner of people ought we to be in all holiness and repentance and heart, and because our citizenship's in heaven. And our citizenship really is, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. The theme for 2008 on the prophetic calendar that the Lord gave me is Revelation 4, come up here and I will show you mysteries. Now that could be third heaven caught up to see, like John the Revelator saw. It could be that there is a nuclear holocaust and we're going to be with the Lord in the twinkling of an eye. Now that's a scary thought, but hey, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you believe. Do you believe?
Yes.
And the reality of Colossians 3, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth, but where Christ is, the right hand of God. So we have to reckon with the reality that we may be the generation that sees or experiences a nuclear catastrophe, because everything's pointing to that. From David Wilkerson's visions about New York City burning, you name it. It's just up to the Lord, because there is a hatred and a devil and a people who have a religion of hatred that we've got to pray and restrain evil. You've got to pray, because there is something of a warning that I am in fear and trembling about concerning Oklahoma City again. And the Lord's given me Hurricane Andrew, Oklahoma City bombing, St. Louis train wreck, earthquakes in Brisbane, Australia, earthquakes in Bergen, Norway, and they came to pass. Huge softball-sized hail in Texas, it came to pass. Flooding of the Brazos River, it came to pass. Lives were lost. So I don't ask for these. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but, you know, it does fall on somebody's prophetic shoulders, and yet the Lord is saying, preventatively, if we will pray, and He's given examples that the St. Louis train wreck, none of those tankers and that train that were toxic materials in a residential neighborhood, none of them erupted. Thousands of families would have been destroyed. Railroad Commission, CNN, ABC, all, you know, the authorities said it was a miracle. Well, the miracle was that church who received the word, Riverside Church in St. Louis, fasted and prayed 7 days because they believed the word of the Lord in prevention. God says, I'm angry with the government and the powers that be allowing toxic materials to go through residential neighborhoods, trucking, railroad, ships, air, cargo. God has His say, and He was angry, but He said, if you will pray, I will prevent. And that was prevented. Though they didn't heed the pastor who was standing there in front of the camera saying, I've got a videotape of this being prophesied, spoken as the word of the Lord. This train did come off the rails, and there's no reason, nobody knows how it happened. They still can't find out why it derailed. But not one tanker car full of anhydrous ammonium and other toxic chemicals did not erupt and did not harm anyone. And everybody gives a big, whew, oh, that was a close call. What could have been? But that little church was faithful, and the pastor was faithful. He's got the proof, but nobody wants to hear about the things of the Lord, not publicly anyway. So here we are, the remnant again. And the Lord's saying to a remnant, to those who will hear and listen and pray, two can put 10,000 to flight. There's more than two of you here. One can put 1,000 to flight. If you will believe that you're worthy to pray and to prevent, then God will save your lives and your children. It may be some of your family that's involved in what's coming up. But I saw a sign coming. You know that big cross out on the interstate? Is that Life Church? Who has that cross out there? Well, there's something about somebody in relationship to these Muslims that hated that cross so bad that they wanted to bring it down, just even though it wasn't in the plan of the collective. It's in the heart of one particular conspirator to bring that cross down, because it's the devil. He hates the cross. It's his symbol of his demise forever. And so pray about that cross, because there is something attached to that and that collective conspiracy of disaster in the Muslim community that wants to destroy not only that cross, but thousands of lives. I don't know right now as to what the substance of this is, as how it's coming about, but I just know that I know I never have a dream like I had this morning early, waking up. Shook me up and still shaking me up. And here we are. In Oklahoma City, hadn't been here in a long time. But it's like other places we go, you're just like, oh, Lord, what are the odds of me being right? What are the odds of me being wrong? And at the same time, all the places over the globe that the Lord's had me prophesy, things of that proportion in the elements or in natural or humanistic disaster, this is one of those that the Lord believes you're enough to hear this word, pray about it, have it exposed, and prevent the loss of life. Anybody willing to pray? Say this with me. Father, since we're your people, we may not be perfect. We may not be so great in the eyes of others. But you seem to think we are. By giving this designation tonight, we say Bridgeway. We say this church is given the word of the Lord to prevent a disaster concerning Islam, concerning the Muslims, conspirators, and it is assigned against this region, Oklahoma City, and the surrounding area. We pray that you give us dreams, visions, even an audible voice if necessary, so that we might be a prepared people and stand in the gap as your servants of old did, standing between the plague and the living. We'll stop the plague, that the living may live, that our children may be safe, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. Alert our military. Alert the bureaus, the agencies, the authorities in our land, so that our homeland may be secure, and that we do our part in praying as often as you remind us. Prompt us, O Lord. Give us a burden. Give us insight. Give us communication graces, even if it's to alert authorities about suspicious things without being paranoid or fearful. Give us stability to work from, strength to operate from, the Spirit of the Lord to operate from. Lift your people up, Lord. Let us be the lead in the earth. For the body of Christ is the leader, even among all the nations. Your people, Lord, we, us, have the responsibility of interceding. We pray, Lord, tonight that evil be quenched. For light always repels the darkness. Darkness never repels the light. It is written, we have power to tread over serpents and scorpions, that they in no wise will harm us. And we are unashamed and not questioning as whether evil is rampant, for we know it is. But we discern. Increase our discernment. Give us more power, more authority, more clout with you, God, to stop evil and destroy wickedness and raise up righteousness. We believe tonight, O Lord, as you've exhorted us, We shake ourselves from this religious vestige of holding a form of religion, but denying the power thereof. Even that religious spirit that promises freedom, but those who have it are enslaved with various kinds of sins and bondages. And we say, let that not be us, Lord. Give us a pure heart that we may see you. A pure heart that we may ascend the hill of the Lord. With clean hands and a pure heart. We love you, Lord, tonight. We believe that we've heard and that we're hearing. And you will be the Lord of the increase in each of us that are prophetic and intercessory. And it doesn't take much, Lord, just a little obedience to do what you want us to do, even if we're like Gideon, not so valorous. We trust you, Lord. You used Gideon and routed the enemy. And Lord, the odds were against him, but you were for him and all of Israel. We say tonight, you're with us and for us. As our brother said, you're Emmanuel, God with us. Show it, Lord. Prove it, Lord. Confirm this word tonight and make us alive. Give us energy. Give us boldness like lions in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Did you